the President of the United States of America, President Barack Obama.
Russ.
Mr. President, Reverend Al Sharpton.
No, that's not right.
Okay, my bad. How you doing, Mr. President?
Good try. How you doing, man?
Wasn't a good try. All right, listen, November 4th, we're a couple of weeks away. This is a very important election. Tell everybody why this is so darn important.
Well, look, we've fought for 6 years to dig ourselves out of the hole that was left us. We've now seen consistent economic growth.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment rates drop from over 10% down to below 6. Millions of people have health care.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of young people are getting more help on their college attendance through Pell Grants. Reading scores are up.
Mm-hmm.
Math scores up. High school graduation up. College attendance up. Deficits down. So we have made consistent progress, but we know we've still got more work to do, and what's stopping us right now is we've got a Congress that is blocking things that would help middle-class families and working families. Raise the minimum wage. That would help 28 million people.
Right.
Make sure that we've got fair pay for women. Make sure that we're rebuilding our infrastructure. Investing in early childhood education that we know pays off in terms of kids doing better across the board, especially disadvantaged kids.
Right.
So all those issues are still right now stuck because we got a Congress that just keeps on saying no.
And, you know,
and
I think the big...
I need people to mm-hmm. turn out to vote. We've got an election on November 4th. I'm not on the ballot.
Right.
But my capacity to get things done my last 2 years is going to be dependent on having a Congress that wants to actually help ordinary folks. And I can't get that done unless people vote.
Right.
So I voted today. Many states have early voting. I want people to go to IWillVote.com, find out if your state has early voting. If it does, vote early because it's easier. No lines. It's simple. If not, then you've got to turn out on November 4th, and I need people to get their friends and their family and their neighbors and everybody they can think of to mm-hmm. turn out, because in a lot of these races, it's very close, and whoever turns out is going to end up winning.
You know, your name isn't physically on the ballot, but all your policies are. And what is so important, and I especially want to stress to our listeners out there, is that everything that our president has done, and I can say this for you, over the last close to 7 years, can go down the drain. Not everything, but important things. And I want everybody to have the same enthusiasm to go out November 4th as they did to reelect our president. You know, this is a good time to find out who's on your side, right, Mr. President?
Well, listen, the truth is, everybody who's listening to you, Russ, when we travel around the country, they come up, we're praying for you, we got your back, they hug Michelle, we love you. We appreciate all that. Mm-hmm. We really do. But the truth of the matter is that half or more than half of our folks do not vote during yeah. midterm elections.
Yeah.
And so we definitely want the prayers, but if you want to change policies, if we want to increase the minimum wage and make sure that 28 million people are getting help,
mm-hmm.
if we want to make sure that we're creating ladders of opportunity and apprenticeships and job training for young people so they don't go into trouble but instead are on a career path, then we have to have a Congress that is supportive of that agenda. And the only way to do that is if we vote during the midterms. The last time we did not vote in the midterms was 2010.
Yep.
And that's when
the Tea Party.
The Tea Party came up and the House of Representatives came up. And for the last 4 years, they have blocked everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have precipitated what was almost another economic crisis when they shut down the government.
Right.
And that is preventable.
Yep.
But it's only going to be preventable if people go to the polls. And so, if you want to see me and Michelle and our agenda move forward, we've got to make sure that we've got a Congress that cooperates. I need everybody to go out there and vote.
Yeah. And, we've got, and when the president, I know you mentioned the Tea Party, this group has been so destructive. And even if there are policies that actually help them, this is what's so mind-boggling about this, legislation that actually helps them as individuals and their constituents, they don't care. And I don't know if it's personal with you or whatever it is, but they snuck in last time. This is an opportunity for everybody out there listening to the president and my voice to go November 4th and vote. There are, I'm looking at the polls. It's really, really tight, and it could go one way or the other, and your vote can make that difference.
Well, it is absolutely true. And as I said, a lot of states now have early vote. And it is easy. I went in there. There was no line, no wait. And so we just need people to go ahead and take responsibility. I mean, here's what doesn't work is just sitting home and complaining about stuff.
There you go.
But what does work is when people go out there and make it their personal business to cast their ballot. And that ends up making a real difference across the board.
Mr. President, thank you so much for your time this morning. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I'm on your side on this. I mean, I don't care how you guys vote. Actually, I do, but I'm not going to tell you how to vote. Please get out there to vote. Early voting is happening right now. November 4th, a big, big day, y'all. Mr. President, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye. And tell the wife I said hello.
Will do.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye.